It was September 1, 1980, when cancer forced 18-year-old Terry Fox to quit his marathon of hope across Canada, and while his 5,373-kilometer journey ended, his goal of fundraising for cancer research began. Since that first run 41 years ago, Canadians have raised more than $850 million to support the Terry Fox Foundation and its efforts as a leading national investor in cancer research. During 2019-20, the organization directed $21.3 million to different cancer-related initiatives. Moose Javians, and all Canadians, can again support Terry Fox's vision of bringing hope and health to millions of people by participating in this year's in-person Terry Fox Marathon of Hope on Sunday, September 19. The run, walk, done virtually last year, begins at 10 a.m. and goes until 1 p.m. and takes place in Waccamaw Valley. Residents interested in participating should register with organizers at Kiwanis River Park before heading out onto the many trails in the valley. The area allows for physical distancing for those worried about big crowds. Participants can run or walk as much or as little as they like, or they can circle the skating oval several times. For residents still uncomfortable with big crowds, they can still take part, anywhere on September 19, and are encouraged to register and donate at terryfox.org/run. The organizing committee in Moose Jaw also plans to sell 2021 Terry Fox Marathon t-shirts for $20 during the farmers markets in Waccamaw Valley from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday between now and the run. This means residents can purchase a shirt on August 28 or September 4, 11 or 18. The focus of the run is to raise funds for cancer research and find a cure for the disease, organizer Craig Hemingway explained. Tied into that purpose is continuing the legacy of Terry Fox, who started his marathon wanting to raise $1 from every Canadian. Of course, Terry tragically passed away before finishing his journey, so it's really upon us as Canadians to continue his legacy and his marathon of hope, he said. Fox was an inspiration to millions of young Canadians when he began his journey in 1980, Hemingway continued, including himself. Since then, the foundation has continued that educational component and promoted the marathon in schools and the wider public. Hemingway thought it was inspiring to see Fox's legacy continue even today. He pointed out that the CBC ran a TV special recently that featured Canadians talking about the effect Fox had on them over the last four decades. Being able to hold the Marathon of Hope walk, run in Moose Jaw in person again is exciting, Hemingway remarked. However, he found it interesting that the event raised more money last year when it was virtual, about $3,500, compared to 2019 when the walk-run raised around roughly $3,200. I would encourage everyone to go online and register and donate what they can, he added. That was Terry Fox's motto, give what you can. Ellipsis. Please give and help support cancer research in Canada. Visit www.terryfox.org to register for the event and donate. For updates about the walk, run in Moose Jaw, visit the event's Facebook page.